ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So in the previous day, we saw the second half of the third shloka as Yoga Rudasya Tasyaiva Shama Karanam Uchyate. Shama, or getting rid, or completely, like when karma completely vanishes, the chain of karma completely vanishes, then a person, at that time a person attains yoga rudam, or gains control or total control over sankalpas or dvaitam. It also means a person will be eligible, a person becomes eligible to experience bliss. So that all those are different perspectives of the, or the same thing, like one and the same thing explained variously or explained through different terms. So that is what we see, or we saw Krishna explaining in the previous shloka. So today we will see the fourth shloka. So the fourth shloka, in the fourth shloka, Krishna explains or defines the term of Yoga Rudaha. So in the previous shloka, Krishna introduced the term of Yoga Rudaha, or a person who is established in yoga. So that is being elucidated, or that is being explained, or we can say defined, that is being defined in the next shloka, in the fourth shloka that we are going to see today. So Yoga Rudaha. So Yoga Rudaha means like a person who is able to become, or who a person who is established in yogam. Arudam. So Arudam means like one who is established. So one who remains, one who abides in yogam. So a person who abides in yogam, such a person, like, is being defined. So this definition is not very tough to understand, and considering that we have been learning characteristics of the same, or we have been learning what yoga is, so it is not very tough to apprehend what Krishna would be saying about Yoga Rudam, or a person who is established in yoga, or in other words, a yogi. So, in order to attain yogam, as we saw, karma, we have to overcome the bondage of karma, or we have to conquer or gain control over Triputi. So, we know Triputi. So, Triputi is not that easy to control or conquer. Triputi is, though it is like a, it's a very very simple concept, yet trying to overcome it, trying to conquer Triputi is very tough. It's even like tasyaham nigraham manye vayoriva sudushkaram, as we see Krishna explaining in the later part of this chapter, later half of this chapter, where Krishna will be making such a statement that, Arjuna will make the statement that controlling the mind is as tough as controlling air or vayu. Vayu cannot be controlled. We can try to control a lot of things like fire, earth, we can also try to control water. So all those we can control, but controlling Vayu goes like wherever it has to go. So a little leak, a small leak, small opening is enough for Vayu or air to come in. And like we know, if a little bit of air also, like, it becomes a bit dangerous. So it becomes dangerous in certain cases. During winter, if there is a little bit of hole in our shoes, then that means our feet will become very numb, it will become very cold. So that can cause a lot of trouble. So similarly is with respect to the mind. So the mind should not get any opening or any weakness. We can say the mind should never have should not be given an opportunity that it can escape out from the self to the external world. So to the external world means, like, generally we see that the main activity of the mind is to go behind sense objects. So the mind indulges in sensual pleasures. Sensual pleasures means the mind runs behind worldly objects. There is nothing wrong in running behind worldly objects, because, like, even a spiritual master might run behind worldly objects, because without that, like, running behind, like, food is something which is essential. So nobody can live without food. So food is essential, so a spiritual master will also run behind food. So then what is the difference between a worldly person and a spiritual master? So the difference is with respect to how external objects are perceived, how they are considered. It's not about perception, but it is more about how, like, we are, our perspective, our how we consider external objects. So that means jagan mithyatvam. So that is why jagan mithyatvam is very important. So jagan mithyatvam, so like if we are able to remember jagan mithyatvam, then very easily like we will be able to get over the bondage of objects. So the moment like we consider something as an illusion, we'll not get affected by it. So if we don't get affected by it, then it doesn't matter if it is there or not. So it doesn't matter like whether a person smokes or not. But it matters when a person becomes addicted to smoking. So smoking is bad. Why is smoking bad? Smoking is bad because it becomes an addiction. So if smoking was not an addiction, if a person can smoke without getting addicted to it, there is nothing wrong in it. But by nature, smoking is addictive. So there are other things which are not addictive. So normal activities are not that addictive. But for a spiritual sadhaka, all pleasures are addictive. So all pleasures, any pleasure is addictive, because it will force us, it will make us run behind them over and over again. So once we get a taste of something, the sensual pleasures, then it is very tough, it is almost impossible to get over them. We will want it more and more. And this desire, thirst, as we saw in the previous day, this thirst will grow and grow and grow and grow. So it will never end. This thirst is something which can never end. It's a never-ending thirst. It is something which will go on, and thereby going on, continuing over and over again. What will happen is we will have no kind of satisfaction, no contentment. So now no contentment in this birth, no contentment in the next births as well, because punarapi jananam punarapi maranam. We will have to take births, because once we are addicted to something, and then we want to experience it more and more, then we need upakaranas, we need instruments in order to experience them. So instruments once instrument becomes old, instrument becomes worn out, then we'll have to take new birds. So that is what we see like with respect to address as well. So with respect to address, so when the when like we wear a dress, we wear a shirt or a pants. So the shirt or the pants that we wear, the more and more like we wear it, it'll become old. Once it becomes very old, it becomes so old that we cannot use it any longer, then we'll have to use a new shirt. So similar new shirt or pants or any dress. So vasam si jirnani yata vihaya navani grihnati naroparani tata nara uparani tata sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani samyami navami dehi anyami samyati, I guess. So like even as a person sets aside, a person like throws away old dress, when a dress becomes old, a person throws it away. Similarly, the Atman throws away, the Atman sets aside, like the Atman throws away the body which has become old, a body which has become old. So that means like the more and more we enjoy, kurvate karma bhogaya karma kartum cha bunjate, the more and more we enjoy sensual objects, then the more like the thirst will become, the more and more the thirst is, like we will want to do more and more. So more, this moreness never ends, it never ends. There's no time that like this moreness will end. Like we can, if we look at history with respect to money, with respect to power, so like Bill Gates is the richest person in the world, still is there, like will he stop with whatever he's doing? Definitely nobody can stop. Was Alexander, was Hitler able to stop? No, he was not able to stop. There is no stopping. It'll go on and on, like sky is the limit, we say. So sky is the limit means there is no limit. That is the meaning of all those statements, like sky is the limit means there is no limit, limitless. So limitless like Brahman. But the advantage of Brahman is that Brahman is limitless, and like such a limitless Brahman will give us limitless happiness. Whereas these desires are limitless, and these desires will continue. The thirst for desire will become more and more because we are trying to quench that limitless thirst with limitless objects from the world. There is no limitless object from the world. The world itself is temporary. Adrichikam, it is there today, it is not there tomorrow. It is just temporary. So such a temporary thing like can never give us limitless happiness. So in order to get limitless happiness, we definitely like we will have to, we have to, there is no other way, we will have to seek the limitless entity, the infinite entity of Brahman. So anyway, as to how to attain that is through yogam. So karma can never give us any contentment, any satisfaction. So jnani is able to understand, jnani is able to remember that external objects are temporary. They will not give us eternal bliss. So this is always there in the mind of jnani. So since this is there always in the mind of jnani, such a jnani, like irrespective of whether external objects are experienced or not, a jnani will be able to ever remain blissful, ever remain content. Like so that is what like we have to strive for. Jnanam, yogam, all are almost the same. There is not much difference between jnanam and yogam. Both are exactly the same, like maybe a different term, a different perspective, but both mean like anandam, advaita bhavam. So all those, both are exactly the same with respect to that. So, as to how to become established in yogam, yadahi na indriyarteshu na karmasu anushajyate sarvasankalpa sanyasi yogarudastadochyate. So who is a yogaruda? Who is a yogaruda? Like a yogaruda tadochyate. Then a person is called a yogaruda. So that means yogaruda, like is being established in yoga, is a state. It is not. It is not like that. Like it's only certain people. Like all of a sudden, like somebody is born in a great kula, or somebody goes and stays in some ashram or under a disciple of some spiritual master like Amma. So when a person is a disciple of a spiritual master, immediately the person will become a yogaruda. No, yogarudam is a state of the mind. So yogarudam being established in yogam. Yogam itself is what? Yogam is a state of mind. Jnanam is a state of mind. It is perspective vision. Drishtim jnanamayim krutva pashyet brahmamayam jagat. Drishtim lokamayim krutva pashyet sarvam jagatmayam. Like when a person, there are only two perspectives. Jnana drishti or yoga drishti and ajnana drishti or loka drishti. So with loka drishti, vision of lokam, we'll see the world as the world. As world means like it is as dual objects, as one different from another. Differences, duality, that will be what we will see. So with respect to, when if we have jnana drishti, if we have vision of knowledge or yoga drishti, then we will see everything as Brahman. So that's why like Vedanta always says that everything under the sun, everything under the sky remains exactly the same. So nothing is different. There is no difference between an ajnani's state and ajnani's world and a jnani's world. Both are exactly the same. A jnani pierces through the world and sees it as Brahman, considers it as Brahman. Duality is completely negated, whereas an ajnani is not able to pierce through it. So we can consider it like a detective. So a detective like Sherlock Holmes. Like when he looks at an object, or some situation, he'll immediately be able to see through it. Whereas normal people will not be able to. Okay, not everybody can become detectives. So, goldsmith is there. So the goldsmith sees the gold or gold ornaments. We also see the same gold ornaments. We fail to see the underlying gold. We get deluded by the name and form. Whereas the goldsmith is able to pierce through the name and form and see the underlying reality of gold there. So in the same way, a jnani is able to pierce through the external world, and whereas an ajnani is not able to pierce through the world. So yoga arudham is just a state of mind. Our mental vision changes, so that is why it is very easy. If we have to change the world, we know how tough it is. It is impossible to change the world. Even the greatest president in the world cannot try to change the world. He can try to change the world, but he will never be able to change. The United States, the president of United States, will he be able to change the world? He'll not be able to change even his own children. So his own children, when they grow old, they will go their own way. He cannot change the person who cannot change his own children, how can he change the entire world? And why children? A person who cannot even change himself. If I have to change myself, my body, do we have control? We don't have any control. We cannot change. We cannot change our own body, then how can we change the entire world? All those are impossible. So a jnani knows that this world doesn't exist. So the world, the experience of the world continues. But for a jnani's mind never focuses, never sticks on to the world, whereas it always sticks on to Brahman. So yadahi, when na indriyarteshu na karmasu anushajyate. So anushajyate means fixing or focusing, tainting or holding on to, getting attached. So, na indriyarteshu, not on indriyartas. Indriyartas means sense objects or external world, or karmasu, or in karma. So, when a person's mind, or when a person himself doesn't stick on to external object or action and sarva sankalpa sannyasi, all sankalpas have been renounced. So that means anything that comes to the mind will be considered as brahma mayam. Yatra yatra manoyati brahmanas tatra darshanam. So wherever the mind goes, it will be seen as brahman. So with that, like with this kind of attitude, with this attitude that everything is brahman, so perceiving everything as brahman, seeing everything as brahman, a person will very easily attain yogam. So when a person attains this state, such a person is called a yoga aruda, one who is established in yoga. So this is not very very tough to implement. So it all depends, like tadu re tadu antike. So a person like who knows how to implement it, a person who knows the intricacies of it, for such a person this will be very simple. For a person who doesn't know the intricacies of this, it will appear to be very, very tough. So it's the same thing. Like Amma, the example that Amma gives often is that the same water in the ocean. So the waves, not water, the waves in the ocean, the same waves become a joy for a person like who knows swimming, who is an expert swimmer. And the same waves become a source of sorrow for a person, or it becomes a trouble for a person who doesn't know swimming. The same coffee becomes a source of problem for a person who doesn't like coffee. The same coffee becomes a source of happiness for a person who knows. So knowing, like who likes or knows. So knowledge, like their liking also is the same. So then like you don't start liking the world, then that everything will change. No, liking the world will not change. Liking the world as Brahman will definitely change, will definitely help. So it's all about knowing. Like when we have proper knowledge, then things will become very easy. So a person who tries to prepare rasam or sambar, one person might struggle. One person might struggle quite a lot. We see many people like struggling to prepare food, but there are people like women are generally considered very good. So women generally will find that like cooking is very easy for them. Like they will cook very easily. Like when we used to stay, like men as bachelors, like when we used to stay three or four people together, so it used to be very, very tough to cook. So it would take like around 2 hours to cook, like just one curry, like some rice, and then like one gravy, we can say. So it used to be very tough. It used to take 2 hours, and like often, you know, like you have to, like before starting, you have to pray to Ganapati. You have to say Vakradunda Mahagaya, or like any other Gajananam Bhuta Ganadi Sevitam. Why? Because that only that can help in the food. Like nobody knows how the food will turn out, and nobody knows like how the person will turn out the next day after eating the food. So all those like are luckily in US, like people will have insurance, health insurance, so it is very easy. If not, gone. Anyway, that's how it will be. So people struggle. At the same time, there are women cook very easily. They'll cook very easily, very quickly. Very quickly, within 10 minutes, like you prepare something very easily. So it like when knowledge changes everything. Knowledge or knowing like changes everything. The change, though we may think that the change is like very small or like minimal, or we can say it is negligible, but it is not negligible. Such a negligible change also becomes a huge change. It becomes very huge. It becomes like very huge. So like assume that like there is a cliff. So we may be like 1 centimeter or 1 inch away from the cliff. Still, the length or the difference, the distance between the cliff and ourselves is very less, very limited. It is very small. But still such very small length is also vital. It is also very important. So that small difference, like that very small difference can make a big difference. That small is also enough. That will also like change quite a lot. So 2 minutes, we may miss a train by just 10 seconds. So 10 seconds there may matter quite a lot. Like we may have a very important meeting, or we may have an interview to catch. We may think like we will get the job, like, or we think we will get the job, but unfortunately we miss the train, you're not able to catch the train, so we lose the job. So that, like, that just few moments or a slight difference can also be a huge difference. So knowledge changes everything drastically. So though it may appear to be very simple, so knowledge itself is very simple, so we may think, oh, this is so simple, why everything is Brahman, Nama Rupam. I thought like learning Vedanta was very tough, and I wanted to learn Vedanta. People scared me that it will take you 10 days, you have to learn this work, you have to learn that work, and then like then comes the big Gita, and then like after Gita comes the Upanishad, and after Upanishad comes the Brahma Sutra, and after that comes some other Sutra, and after that like comes something else. So it goes on and down and on. I thought like it would be very tough, but it is very simple. It is very, very simple. I see that it is very simple. So simple, like that which is simple, is also like very tough. So simplicity, like we should never fall for simplicity. Simplicity, or that which appears to be very simple, may often like may be very tough. So simple things are often very tough. So driving a car or a bike at 5 miles per hour might seem to be very easy. It's very simple. 5 miles, so simple. But when we try it, like we'll find that it is impossible. It's very tough. It's almost impossible to do that. That is how we'll see that it is very impossible. So similar is the case with knowledge also. So that's why the Upanishad says that tad dure tadvu antike. So it is very duram, like it is very far, yet it is very near. So very far, like for a person who doesn't know, very near for a person who knows. So knowledge changes everything. So knowledge means this yogam, that this entire world is Brahman. That one knowledge, if that is there, it becomes sarva sankalpa sannyasam, will automatically be implemented. Like we will automatically be implementing sarva sankalpa sannyasam, because water objects are not at all there. Like we know objects are not at all there, then there is what sankalpa, what imagination. If there is only Brahman here, then what imagination, what would we imagine, why would we imagine, how would we imagine? Imagination cannot exist at all. So, like, if this knowledge is there, then what would a person want to attain? A person doesn't want to attain anything. So, aptakamasya kaspraha. So, for an aptakama, for a person whose desire or whose desires have ended, for such a person, like, how can such a person have any desire or any activity will happen? So, then how does action happen? As we say, like, it is just, it's nimitta matram. It is just like, it just happens. Whatever happens will happen, like, but the person will ever be rejoicing in bliss. Like, there will be no activity internally. Internally, from the person's perspective, there is no action performed at all. There is no scope of action, performing action as well. So, it becomes very easy with respect, if we have proper knowledge. So, if we have proper knowledge, then indriya, like if we have no desires, if there is no desire, then like we don't want to go behind sense objects. So whatever comes in, you should not go behind sense objects, then like you should renounce all your money. You should renounce the dress that you are wearing. You should renounce like the TV that is in front of you, or the laptop in front of you. So if something comes up, yadrichikam. Yadricha labha santushto dvandva adito vimatsaraha samasiddha avasiddhaucha. So Krishna says, Idricha labha santushto. So yadrichikam, like whatever labham santosham, whatever like labham nashtam, whatever yadrichikam. Yadrichikam means somehow incidental, or I think that's the right word. Incidentally, something happens incidentally or accidentally. I get confused with these words. I think incidentally. So incidentally something happens, then fine, we'll be content with such incidental happenings. So incidentally something happens, very content with it. Dvandva atito vimatsarah, dvandva atitam. Person is devoid of dvandva bhavam, dual notions. such a person, samasiddhavasiddhavucha. So when if something is attained, something is not attained, still content, samatvam, samabhavana, krutva apina nibadhyate. Such a person, though doing action, he'll not get affected by action because he doesn't have any desire. Like, he doesn't have any desire, so there is no doership. He doesn't do anything, like, he considers everything as, oh, Ishvara's will. This is all just a play. Lokavattu tat leela kaivalyam. This entire world is his leela. His leela kaivalyam. It is his leela. It is his big play. It is a huge play. Huge play. This world is Ishvara's huge play. It's his playground. In this playground, some things happen. Once this will happen, once that will happen. Someday a person wins a lottery. Someday a person loses something. Someday this happens. Someday earthquake comes. Someday something else comes. So this continues. That is what the world is. The world means it is dvandvam. It is a dual world. So narupamasyeha tatopalabhyate nanto nachadam nacha sampratishta. Sorry, this world is such that things happen unexpectedly. Things will happen even without we knowing it, and we cannot put any logic to it. So can we put any logic to the earthquake that hit Turkey yesterday? So we cannot put any logic how that happens. Even the seismologists or people who track earthquakes, they are surprised, and they'll say, oh, these have been happening. It'll be an easy answer. Oh, these are already happening. Can anybody predict anything? An earthquake which is stronger than the Indian Ocean earthquake that happened 3 years back or 3 or 4 years back. So that earthquake was smaller in magnitude than the earthquake that hit Chile a couple of weeks back, I guess, or 1 week back. But the tsunami that was caused by the earthquake in Chile, that didn't affect much, whereas the other one affected. Oh, there was no tracking device. So we can give all those, we can say this happens, that happens. All of a sudden, the weather predictions, it is weather predictions in India. Bahar mat jaiye, aaj surya aayega. I don't know, sunny, how do you call in Hindi? So it will be a sunny day. If they say it will be a sunny day, then people will take their umbrellas and get ready. That's how it is. Because they know that it is going to rain. So it is like that. We cannot predict anything. Everything is unpredictable. So in this unpredictable world, this unpredictable world itself is just a play. Only a play can be unpredictable. If we are doing actions properly, if we work properly, then results are expected. The result will be expected. We work for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours. So in order to do something, in order to build something, we worked 5 hours, 6 hours. Then the output will be there. Output will definitely be there. But with respect to this world, which is a play, we cannot say like that. So a play, a child will be playing. When a child plays, we cannot predict anything. So a child might sit down and play, and we may think, oh, good kid. Oh, you are a very good kid. The very next moment, the kid will just break a glass. Very next moment, everything will vanish. That is a play that the child doesn't have any seriousness. It is just a play for the child. So since it is a play for the child, therefore we cannot predict, we cannot say. So similar is with respect to this world. This world is unpredictable, which means that it is a play of Ishvara. It is a play of Ishvara, and therefore it is very unpredictable. It is not at all predictable. We cannot say what will happen. So that also means that we have to have this Like we have to have, like we have to have this knowledge, because without this knowledge, without proper knowledge, like without proper knowledge, that this entire world is one Ishvara, one Brahman, and the activities that are happening are temporary. Without this knowledge, we will not be able to remain blissful. So we will be affected by this play. When somebody plays a prank upon us, when a prank is played upon us, we'll become affected by the prank. Like if we don't know, if we know it is a prank, then like we will. The person thinks like it. He is throwing a prank, but we know already. So then we'll be able to enjoy it. That's why, like, when two people are throwing a prank on some other person, or when a prank is thrown on anybody other than ourselves, like, we'll be able to enjoy, we'll be able to smile, we'll be able to laugh aloud. When somebody falls down, like, we'll laugh like anything. You fell down. And when we fall down, then, like, we'll look around, like, first, is there somebody there? If somebody is there, then run away. So that is what, like, he'll do. So if we know that this is a prank, this is a play, then like we will be able to enjoy it. We will be able to like enjoy each and every moment. We're looking at like spiritual masters, like masters like Krishna and others. They were able to like enjoy this world like anything. So Krishna, like how blissful was he? Even when his entire family, like the entire clan, was like fighting amongst each other. Even at that time, he was able to remain like very blissful, very happy. He was smiling. Like when Uddhava approaches him, he was smiling. Like he was standing aside, watching it and smiling. If we have knowledge, like we can do that. Like many situations, we can see Krishna like remaining very blissful. Even when he goes as a duta and people attack him. Even when his child gets kidnapped. Even when he has to go to asuras and kill asuras, like remain as a or go as a spy. So Krishna was the best spy. So if there is any person who can play Jason Bond or James Bond perfectly, then that is Krishna. And like Krishna will be able to play all these roles in a much better way than the actors who have portrayed it, because Krishna like will remain ever blissful. He has that knowledge. That is why we call Krishnam Vande Jagat Guru. So Krishna is Jagat Guru because like he was able to remain very blissful at all times. He remained very blissful. So irrespective of whatever happens externally, he remained very blissful. So that blissful state is possible if we know this world to be an illusion, which means we do sankalpa sannyasam or sankalpa tyagam. Only when we are able to renounce all sankalpa, which means the entire world is renounced as an illusion. Vishavasim idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bunjitaha magrataha kasyasvil dhanam. Ishavasim idam sarvam isha. Ishavasim idam sarvam. Ishvara pervades everything. So this entire world that we see is filled in and out with Ishvara. So this is why like Sanatana Dharma is considered one of the greatest dharma, because here we don't degrade anybody. We worship everything as Ishvara. We don't worship just like an idol. Of course, idol worship, like our worship going in a temple, is in order to like get us to a state where we can worship anything. If we can worship a stone, imagine just a stone. Oh, like that stone was, Amma breathed life into the stone. What fool will like really believe that? Nobody can breathe life into a stone. Nobody can breathe life into a stone. If we can worship a stone, even a stone, so that is what is dharma. Sanatana Dharma, like we worship a stone. That is the peak. A stone has no value. It is the most insentient object because it is totally insentient. If there is an insentient object, the peak of insentience, that is a stone. Oh, Amma like breathed life into it. Amma doesn't breathe life into it. Amma may breathe life, like Amma's perspective or Amma's vision of this entire world is Ishvara. Amma breathes life into each and every object of this world, not just a stone. But like as Swami Krishna Amrita Prana says, like that stone is able to apprehend it, we are not able to. So Amma breathes life into everything. But then like what is the speciality of that stone? It's our perspective, like we see it as Ishvara. So this is like we see it as Ishvara. So Amma always says, like the example of a portrait, when we see a portrait of our grandfather or father, we don't see the person who painted it, we see the portrait or what the portrait stands for, which is our father or grandfather. So when we see the idol, we see Ishvara. And that is like a symbolic way of telling that we have to see Ishvara everywhere in everything. So everything irrespective of what we see, it doesn't matter like what we are seeing. Whether it is a stone, whether it is an object, whether it is a being, like whether it is a human being, whether it is a ghost, it doesn't matter what we see, we have to see everything as Ishvara. So if we are able to see everything as Ishvara, like we will see that such a vision, it is samatvam, it is yogam, it is sankalpa tyagam. When such a sankalpa tyagam happens, everything will become very blissful. So life itself will become very blissful. So life itself will become very blissful. Like how can we not experience any bliss? Like when we don't have any ragadvesham. Ragadvesha vyukta is the vishyan indriyaihi charan. Atma vashyer vidheyatma prasadam adigachati. Prasade sarva dukkanam hanidasya upajayate. So like a person who is devoid of ragadvesham, like still like a external perception or like a sense object perception or looking like experiencing of sense objects will still happen. So like here, but it, like the mind, like the, here like what Krishna says here in this shloka is, he doesn't say that the mind will the mind will not go behind objects. The mind doesn't stick onto objects. So the mind doesn't stick onto objects. Sticking onto is the problem. Like sticking onto means like when we hold on to something, that is the problem. Relationships often end in trouble. So relationships often end in trouble because there is possessiveness, too much possessiveness. A husband wants to stick on to the wife. A husband like wants to not let go of the wife, and the wife doesn't want to not let go of the husband. The parents don't want to let go of their child. Children don't want to let go of their husband. So that is what causes problem. Like if people like where to live or like live with, like setting a boundary. Of course, we should not go the peak, the other peak like what we see in US. So like go to the other peak, like be totally unaffected, totally alienated. So that is also not good, because then there will be no emotional feelings. So emotional or like love or devotion, if that has to happen, there should be some relationship. Relationship should be there, but too much on it, like too much of anything is bad. So too much of amritam is also bad. So amritam is very good. Too much of amritam is also very bad. So payasam, like drinking payasam is very good, but if we drink too much of payasam, it will cause trouble. Anything for that matter, like coffee, drinking coffee like will make us remain alert, awake, as people often say. I don't know much about it. Though I drink quite a lot of coffee, I don't know the essence or the truth behind such a statement. But if we drink too much of it, it will always be a problem. Too much of anything, too much of sleep. Consider people like who sleep like 10 hours, 12 hours a day. It is always a problem. Their life will be miserable. So anything that is too much is a problem. So a little bit of all those like attachment and all those should be there. So but like too much possessiveness, too much getting sticking onto, that is the problem. So here experience is there. Objects are experience. That means mitam. So mita bhashanam means subhashitam says talk as much as required. Talk little. So, like, not getting attached, not sticking onto objects, that is good, and that is the way to conquer karma. So as we said, karma, not getting rid of karma, but doing karma in such a way that we are not affected by karma. So that's the same thing that Krishna is saying here. Not getting affected by karma means not sticking on to objects, not sticking on to karma, not considering objects as real. So if we consider objects as real, automatically we will stick on to them. Because if we consider objects as real, like, we will want those objects. Reality is that we what we want. If something is not real, like we watch a movie, it is not real. Like, if it is not real, like, nobody wants to become James Bond. Why? Because James Bond is not real. So therefore, nobody wants to become James Bond. So if we know that it is not real, we will not get affected by it. So that is what Krishna says here. So if we are able to perform actions with remembrance of Ishvara, Ishavasyamidam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat, then what do we have to do? Tena tyaktena bunjitaha. Renounce the notion that the world is real. Renounce the name and form of the world. And bunjitaha. Enjoy. Enjoy the world. Enjoy the world as Brahman, Brahma Bhavam. Advaita Bhavam Sada Bhavaya. Dvaita Bhava Varjita Manasa. Without Dvaita Bhavam, get rid of Dvaita Bhavam and maintain Advaita Bhavam. Implement Advaita Bhavam. Have Advaita Bhavam. And like such a person will be able to rejoice in bliss. Kama Krodha Vyuktana Yatinam Yata Chetasam Abito Brahma Nirvanam Vartate Viditatmana. So a person who is devoid of kamam krodham, so kama krodha viyuktana, a person who doesn't have any kama krodham yatina, a person who is striving, yata chetasam, one who has controlled his mind, focused his mind, abito brahma nirvanam vartate vidita atmana. Such a person has known the self, and thereby surrounding such a person, bliss dances. So bliss will dance around such a person. Bliss will dance around such a person means, like, that doesn't mean like there is a party, like a troop called bliss. Somebody starts a troop called bliss and that troop like dances around us. No, bliss dancing means like bliss will be the experience. We will be able to ever rejoice in bliss. That is the meaning there. It's not like we should not like interpret anything like that literally. It means like we will be able to remain very blissful, and that bliss which is there inside will also come out. It is like a lamp that is inside a pot. So like if a lamp is lit inside a pot, the light will come out of the pot, like if the pot has openings. If there is light inside the house and windows and doors are open, then the light will come out. So that bliss which is inside us, If bliss is there inside us, that bliss will come outside. So that's why Ramakrishna Paramahamsa used to say that there need not be any publicity for a spiritual master. Such a spiritual master is like a magnet. He will automatically, he or she will attract iron pieces, sadhakas. So even as a flower attracts bees, the flower doesn't say anything, but bees are attracted to it. So if there is bliss inside us, that will definitely come out. And when that comes out, it will be helpful to us, and not just helpful to us, it will be helpful to the entire world. Of course, the entire world is Brahman. We will be considering the entire world as blissful. So we'll, like, even if we think like we have to do some social service, we'll be able to do social service very blissfully. Everything will happen like very blissful. Life will become so blissful that like we will not want anything, we will not have like seek anything, we'll be able to ever rejoice in bliss. Bliss will be the only experience. As Shankara says, Yogaratova, Bogaratova, Sangaratova, Sangavihinaha, Yasya Brahmaniramate Chittam, Nandati, Nandati, Nandatyeva. So Yogam, Bogam, Sangam, Asangam, irrespective of whatever is being done, Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam, one whose mind has Brahman in it, one whose mind is abiding on Brahman, one whose mind is contemplating on Brahman, such a person Nandati Nandati Nandatyeva, such a person will ever rejoice and rejoice. So the more and more we do this, like Yoga Rudha, we will get established in Yogam. Once we get established in Yogam, Yogam is just a state. So it is a state of mind, means that anybody can attain. It's not something like that like only few people, like only people like who have proper intellect, like only people like who have some knowledge, only people like who have done a lot of dhyanam, only they will be able to implement. Very easily anybody can do it this moment. This very moment anybody can do it. And there is no restriction, there is no limitation. Like anybody can do it. Anybody and everybody can do it. And the more and more we do it, the more and more we will be able to experience bliss. And the more and more like we experience bliss, it will become natural. It will become it will become very natural. And then like even if we want to get rid of bliss, we will not be able to get rid of bliss. So bliss will become like a guest, uninvited guest that will always remain. So that is the goal. And like that is the state of yoga arudam, or a person who is established in yoga. So in order to attain that, we have to conquer karma. We have to not get attached to karma or the karma phala, the goal. Perform everything as an offering to Ishvara while remembering that everything is one Brahman. Very soon we'll be able to attain that goal. So may Amma bless us so that we'll be able to attain that goal, this blissful state, this yoga ruda state in this very birth itself. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.